Welcome to the Real Estate Survival Guide, the show that teaches realtors how to create a thriving real estate business.
What is up, guys? Welcome to today's episode of the Real Estate Survival Guide podcast. So glad to have you guys with me. Hope you enjoyed the last few weeks there, the 3 weeks talking about the proposed NIR settlement, and then what it means for buyer's agent and listing agents. Hope that was helpful for you guys. And today and over the next few weeks, I want to talk all about creativity. And today, talking about why creativity matters in your business. And then over the next 3 or 4 weeks, talking about different ways I try to get creative in my business. I will say there are certainly some things I am not good at in my business, but one area I really do try to work hard at for my clients and in my business is just hustling and being a bulldog and working hard for them. And so that's why, you know, in a lot of ways, the settlement that's coming changes things for agents. In other ways, if you're doing a great job, it really doesn't. You know, I've had lots of questions from family and friends over the last few weeks about what the settlement means. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, I even shared with a few family members what it means. And they're like, I don't understand. Like, you already tell us about how you're compensated, those kinds of things. And I basically say, like, yeah, if you're a good agent, there really shouldn't be a huge issue. But I think it is so important to know about these things and know how to be creative, right? And creativity really does matter. So, you know, I think a few episodes ago, I wanted to talk about some of the headlines and completely forgot about them. But if you just Google like the lawsuit, right? And again, it's a pending lawsuit. They have a proposed settlement that the DOJ is looking at that if anything happens, changes would come in July. But I want to just read you a few of the headlines. I'm not telling you whether these are true or not. Actually, I will tell you that, you know, it's a clickbait headline. That's what I will say. But here are just a few. When I Google buyer agency lawsuit, U.S. News Real Estate says what the realtor lawsuit settlement means for home buyers and sellers. A CNN article says after $1.8 billion verdict, the clock is ticking on the 6% real estate commission. Another one from CBS, how the NIR lawsuit verdict could impact home buyers and sellers. Fox has one. Realtors agree to axe 6% commission in NIR lawsuit settlement. Another Fox major settlement marks the end of 6% real estate agent commission. So again, all clickbait, right? Because commissions have always been negotiable. You need to negotiate your commission when you list a home. What, if anything, the seller will currently, right? And this will change, but what a seller would currently pay to a buyer agency as compensation. When you are representing a buyer, thinking about, you know, what your compensation would be and discussing and negotiating that with your buyer on what you as a buyer agency will be compensated. So here's the deal. This is coming. Things are coming. Change will come. But if you're a great agent, it will not impact you. You just need to be very clear on how you get compensated and be open and honest with your clients. Now, here's what I want to talk to you guys about today. And that's why I kind of did a quick recap is because if you want to really thrive over the next few months and years in your business, you've got to get creative. You have to be willing to be creative with your clients, go above and beyond, and do whatever it takes to get the deal done. And so we'll talk about it in more detail over the next few weeks, because in terms of inspections, appraisals, sale and settlement contingencies, there's all these different ways to get creative so that a deal still gets done. But I think the biggest thing I want you guys to take away just as a general overview today is you have to be creative. You have to think outside the box. Recently, I landed a listing, and the only reason I landed it was, you know, I actually met them in September, missed out, and was kind of bummed because, and I don't mean this to be cocky, but it's just when I usually meet you in person for a listing, I normally get the listing. I don't think I've lost many, definitely less than like 3% of them have listed with someone else. And so I met someone in September and guess I didn't get it, right? They never responded to my calls, emails, texts, smoke signals, etc. And so I was kind of disappointed. And then they actually emailed me 2 weeks ago yesterday and said, hey, John, like, Our listing agent isn't working out. What would your marketing plan be for this property? So it was sort of like they let me in the back door and I had a chance to get the listing again. So I sent them an email. I wanted to be different. So I didn't just send a, here's what I'll do. I explained all of the things that I do, why I do them. I explained, you know, that basically I can do so many different things for their home, right? I went on in the email to talk about what I do and what I pay for when I list a home, right? Photography, video, drone, all these different things depending on the home and price point. Not only that, but again, creativity kind of takes some time and I was willing to put it in to hopefully get the listing. So I explained in the email that, hey, look, I've learned to leverage social media so that the properties I'm selling are sold quickly. I shared the stats on my listings. I talked about our team's combined social media presence when we promote our business and the thousands of views we receive every month. And then, again, I could have just answered the question. All right, here's my listing strategy. Here's what I do. But I wanted to get creative, think outside the box, and share a little more. So it was a long email, and that's kind of my personality. But I then said, along with, you know, all of this, I create relationships that lead to success as 100% of my clients have left a positive review. And maybe even more importantly, at this moment for you, 98% of my listings are sold within 7 days. And then I went on to say, like, obviously I can't guarantee that the property will sell quickly, but here are some things I do. And I talked about leveraging the relationships, right? And I said in the email, and I'll just kind of read directly for you guys. I said, just so you know, there's a huge trend with realtors where they list a home and say something like highest and best offer due by Monday. And then I said, I actually hate this strategy because I see it as a lazy way out and not getting as much money. What I prefer to do with your permission is let these offers and buyer's agents compete against each other. At the end of the day, my job is to work hard for you and put the most money in your pocket. So I would, with your permission, leverage each offer against each other to increase the offers or leverage into better terms. I then sent links to two properties that had sold, with the one client where I made them $15,000 more on their home, where we had listed it $275,000. Our highest offer was at about $285,000, and I had a bunch of offers in that area. And I had one willing to escalate to $300,000. And so we went to that offer and said, hey, if you bring your offer to $300,000 right now, remove the escalation, we will, you know, we'll sell it to you. And they did it. So the seller agreed, buyer agreed. We ended the weekend showings. And by doing all of that, I was able to put $15,000 more in their pocket. Then shared another one with a similar example and just kind of said, if you'd like to chat anytime, I'm happy to. Now, a lot of agents honestly would have not even gone that far. They would have been like, you know what? I'll send this quick generic email. I'll put it in ChatGPT or whatever and send it. And I didn't want to do that. So it took me a good bit to submit that email and I didn't actually hear back. So I'm like, oh my goodness, if I lose this again. But then I called on Tuesday and I just said, hey, client's name. I said, hey, I'm just checking in. Is there anything I can do to earn your business? And she said, John, I'm so glad you called. I hadn't been able to tell you and the other agent, but we're actually going to sell with you. And I said, awesome. I'm thrilled to hear that. Like, tell me more. And she's like, I love that you are willing to get creative and think outside the box for your clients. I love that you kind of don't take no for an answer, as she kind of saw by me checking in a couple times. And I love that you kind of work hard, you know, even over those weekends when you list a home, leverage those offers against each other. And here's the real kicker, guys, because I want you to know this stuff works and is real. I said, awesome. Well, like, you were interviewing a few agents. Can I ask, like, you know, why you're listing with me? She's like, I followed you on Facebook and I had seen that. I knew, like, that Thursday, 2 minutes, maybe 10 minutes, whatever, after I sent the email, she followed me on Facebook. So I said, all right, well, I hope the content's good because she's watching. So she said, well, I followed you on Facebook and I love the views you're getting. I love the engagement you're getting. And then she said this, which was pretty crazy. And this is like an elderly lady. This isn't, you know, someone my age. She said, I believe that in this day and age, it's impossible to sell a home without the social media presence. And you and your team have that. This other realtor was not posting on Facebook or social media about her deals. And so I got the listing. I'm super excited that over the next couple weeks, I think early May, they're going to list. I will get this listing from this client. But I think the biggest point, and this isn't like for John, this no, like it's really for you guys. I'm not trying to toot my horn. I'm trying to show you guys what works. Being creative works, right? Thinking outside the box, it works, right? Not only that, but in this age where everyone's talking about like, oh, the buyer agency X percentage or whatever is gone, you need to show your value. We've been talking about that. You show your value not just by the numbers and what you're going to sell the house for. You show your value by being creative, thinking outside the box, meeting them where they are at. You know, as I was on the phone with this lady, I even said like, hey, I'll do whatever you guys want to do for the listing. I'll do an open house. I'll do this. I'll do a broker's open. And then she asked like, oh, well, do open houses work? And I said, well, not really. They haven't worked for me early in my career. I did them. So I normally don't do them on my listings now, but I will do anything you would like done on the home to get it sold. And so it's just like that creativity, that willing to think outside the box, that willingness to kind of do something that you might not normally do for a listing because the client would like you to and would really appreciate it is all things that can help you win. So I want you guys to win. Over the next few weeks, we will talk about some creative things you can be doing in your business to get deals done. And yeah, I hope you guys stick with me kind of through April and early May. I'm really excited to continue talking about why creativity matters and how you can, with a few certain areas, be more creative in your business. So thanks so much for listening. Appreciate you guys very much. And I'll talk to you guys next week.
Thanks for listening to the Real Estate Survival Guide. If you enjoyed this episode, we would appreciate it if you'd leave us a review on iTunes. It helps others discover the show. Thank you so much, and we will see you on the next episode.